WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, welcome to 90.7 The Capstone, and this is your morning show with Summer Scroggins and
Ian Schwartz.
And we're just here to wake you up, say good morning to you. If you haven't been told good morning, you know?
I'm not awake. No. I can't. Sometimes it's a struggle to even get here,
yeah.
If I'm being honest.
Did that rain wake you up this morning?
It actually put me asleep. I was like, you know, I was in a fugue state biking here, so.
Interesting. You'd think, like, getting out in the rain would have woken you up.
No. It's just, I don't know. I like the rain. It, like, puts me, it lulls me to sleep sometimes. But you know, it doesn't lull me to sleep, and I don't know why this has been happening for, like, this week only, but the garbage truck, since I don't, where I live... I live right next to, like, on my apartment, I live on the side of, like, where all the garbage is dumped. So, like every day of the week this week at, like, 10 in the morning, the garbage truck will come, and it'll dump the garbage cans, and it just sounds like bombs are going off to the point where it just, like, wakes me up out of my sleep. Like, it's just that loud. And it will happen, like, 3 times, and then it just leaves. And then it happens the same time the next day. I can't stand it anymore.
I think you should just write a formal complaint.
I think so, too. I'm at my wit's end with this garbage truck.
What time does it come?
Between 7 and 10 o'clock in the morning.
Interesting. That's a wide range.
I mean, I'll be sleeping, and I just hear, and I'm like, oh, it's a garbage guy.
Yeah.
And it's just so annoying. It's just so annoying. Because I fall asleep to people drag racing down my street and, like, hearing pickup trucks, like, just barely hitting 50 or whatever because they're just so loud, to then garbage trucks just dumping garbage into their thing and leaving. And it's just, like, I can't catch a break.
See, I don't have that problem. My biggest problem is I live right next to the railroad track. So I hear and, like... The train shakes the entire building.
Are you that close?
Yeah. It shakes the entire building I live in. But, you know, after a while of living near it...
You get used to it.
Yeah, I got used to it, you know? At this point, it's kind of like it rocks me to sleep. My bed shaking violently just rocks me to sleep at this point.
No, I feel that. I live by a train crossing at my... back in Jersey, and after a while you just grow numb to it.
Yeah,
you let the train put you to sleep.
Yeah, so. Exactly. Like, I'll be sitting on the couch and all of a sudden the couch will start shaking. Is it a ghost? No, it's just the train. You know, is it a little weird sometimes? Yeah, because I'm not expecting it.
Most
of the time I get a little bit of warning though, because I've got this little lantern thing on my TV table.
Okay.
And it just, you can hear it. It starts to, like, shake.
Yeah.
So it's, like, metal clinking against metal. So I'm like, okay, train's coming.
Train's coming.
I'm about to get the shakes. It's so bad because I can never tell if it's just my body shaking, because it does that sometimes.
Yeah.
Or if it's the train. And I hate it because I need to know when my body's shaking.
Well,
you know.
It's a fun gamble, I guess.
It's a fun little game I like to play. Am I shaky or is it the train?
So.
I live on the 3rd floor, too, so that makes it even worse. Because by the time the vibrations get up there, it's just... But, oh, I went to the Peanut Festival.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. How was the Peanut Festival?
It was a lot of fun, actually.
So, is it a whole festival dedicated to peanuts, or is it just, like...
I mean, it's kind of just a fair.
Okay.
But peanut-themed, if that makes sense.
Okay.
All
right.
So, like, all around Dothan, like, businesses and stuff have, like, little themed peanuts.
Okay.
Like, metal peanuts that they decorate.
Oh,
I saw a chicken peanut up there.
What?
Yeah, I wish I had gotten a picture of it, but we passed it so quickly, and I saw it so briefly that I was it was kind of like one of those things where you had to do a double take. You're like, did I really just see that?
Okay.
And then they had just, there was a lot of peanuts up there. Okay. And then they had like cows and chickens and sheep and stuff that you could go see. I watched a cow poop in the middle of a show.
Oh.
A cow show.
Nice.
I had to leave after that because it was
absolutely disgusting.
Yeah. I have a very weak stomach, apparently. More weak than I thought.
Expect, yeah.
Couldn't handle that.
Okay.
It wasn't necessarily the act of it. It was the smell that came afterwards.
Yeah.
It was already bad enough, and then that just made it so much worse.
Ugh. Ugh.
So, that was fun. We went on most of the rides.
Okay.
And I got boiled peanuts, and I meant to bring them this morning, but I was very out of it when I was leaving the house.
Very understandable.
And I completely forgot them.
Okay, well.
Luke's going to be mad at me because I forgot his boiled peanuts. And they didn't have any Cajun peanuts.
Okay.
According to my Dothan native roommate.
Not a thing?
Cajun boiled peanuts are a sin against God. So.
Why? Might I ask why they're a sin against God?
Apparently that's just not how they do it in Dothan. At least according to this Dothanite. If anybody else is from Dothan listening.
Yeah, please send us any information on this. Is Cajun peanuts a sin against God?
Like,
we need to know this.
I need to know. Because Dothan's the peanut capital of the world. And if you... I want to know y'all's opinions on this.
I mean,
I need more than just my roommate. Because my roommate has some very strong feelings about peanuts.
Really?
Yes.
Okay, interesting.
He feels very strongly about his peanuts.
Is he he's prideful about his peanuts?
Oh, he's very prideful.
Okay, okay.
Like, he's so happy to be from Dothan, it's insane.
Interesting. I just don't understand if you're, the peanut capital of the world, you should have, I would expect you to have, something like pizza-flavored peanuts, you know?
Yeah, I'd expect to have a little bit more.
Yeah, variety. You can't be outdone by the Planters peanut. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say.
The bowl peanuts were good, but, if I wanted to make something different?
Yeah, variety. Variety. That's important.
It is.
It's very important.
We'll keep this up after the next song. It's Eugene by Sufjan Stevens.
Ooh.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Good morning, guys. We're back.
How you doing? How's everything?
Meanwhile, Ian, just chilling it out.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm just thinking about my bike ride home. I'm just not going to be enjoying that.
No, I don't think anybody is. You know, I don't think anybody would enjoy that.
It's never fun. It's I don't know. It's been slowly stagnating. I've been when I first got my bike, I was like, heck yes, I can't wait to ride. And it's just slowly been going down to the point of I have to go bike.
At least you don't have to walk it.
That's true. I did for a while, and then I had I had four blisters on one foot. I told my mom, before you go, we gotta go. We gotta buy a bike. I can't do this.
Yeah.
I can't do this anymore. So.
No, that's awful. Oh, during the break, y'all, I got a nosebleed. I angered the peanut gods.
Yep. We can't talk about
Cajun
peanuts, or else somebody else might get a nosebleed.
Can't do that.
So,
I still want to know y'all's opinions on it, but
put it down in the comments below, even though there is no comment section, but put it down in the comments what you think.
Stop that. Don't make fun of me. You can't do that. Luke's not here today.
I'm just saying, put it down in the comments, hit subscribe.
I'm just going to let you talk yourself into a hole.
Well.
Keep going, Ian.
Well, we have.
Talking about it.
Well, we do have a C-Dubs article
that
we have to get through first.
Yeah, you're going to conveniently do the C-Dubs article.
Before we shout out our ad read, we don't have any ads, though.
No.
So, actually, we do have to shout out C-Dubs, though.
We love
C-Dubs. We love C-Dubs. Shout out C-Dubs.
Crimson White. Represent.
So make sure you're reading up on the Crimson White.
Reading.
Getting educated. But so the story that I picked was Alabama's Panhellenic Association elects its first black president. So
what is the Panhellenic Association?
Let's see. It doesn't say what it is. It just says that it does not say in the article.
Interesting.
Let me look it up quickly.
Yeah. But I mean, good for them, you know? Getting a little more progressive out there.
Let's see if this will load. It's a community. A Panhellenic community. What?
While he's looking that up, you know?
I don't know what Panhellenic means.
It's okay.
I can't read, so this is a struggle for me.
Nice.
You
make it to college.
You know, I've been asking myself that same question for a long time now. Anyways. They elected Deborah Obercor as its 2023 president, and she would be the first black woman to serve in the role since her role that has been... Wait. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. Today's not my day. She's the first black woman president for this club.
Good for her, honestly. Good for the Panhellenic Association for being more progressive.
I agree.
I love seeing that.
So, I mean, it's been around for 100 years, so.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Imagine not having... Imagine being the first one when the club's been around for 100 years at this point.
It's about time.
It is about time. It's the year of our Lord and Savior, 2022.
I don't know about that one.
That's just something I like to say. Like, I don't actually mean it when I say that.
Were you saying that in 2020 and 2021?
Yeah. I was saying that in 2018, man.
Okay.
So, I've been saying it every year since.
Okay.
It's more of an ironic thing at this point.
Fair enough.
Like, do I actually mean it's the year of our Lord and Savior? No. Am I hoping that it's the year of our Lord and Savior and we all just kind of poof? A little bit, you know?
So you're waiting for Thanos?
Yeah, a little bit.
Just a little bit of a finger snap?
I'm just waiting for the world to end at this point.
Well, you don't have to wait long enough.
I know. Because then I don't have to pay my student loans. I don't have to worry about being, a real adult.
You're right.
I can just kind of Mad Max it, you know?
You just want to Fury Road it?
Yeah, just go feral. I think that's the ultimate state of being. Being feral.
I can't complain on that one. I think that would be pretty epic.
I mean, I think I'd die pretty quickly as soon as, I lost my glasses or something.
Oh, yeah.
But I think I'd be okay with that.
I kind of forgot about that. Every time I think about something like that, I'm like, oh, I'd be fine. I'm like, well, like, the moment that I lose my glasses.
I'm done.
Yeah, that's it.
You know?
That's it.
I think my only use at that point would be if I was, in a little camp of people. I could just... If they gave me, a knife or something, I could just make spears.
I could be, a baker or, a chef or something.
No, you couldn't. You can't see it.
Were you near or far?
I can't see far away. I always get them mixed up. I can't see far
away. Yeah, okay. Me too.
Okay.
So, I guess it's nearsighted?
I guess so.
I think it's, what you are. Or is it what you're not?
It mixes me up every time. I don't want to think about it. But, I can take a knife and I can make spears and stuff. That'll be my job in the apocalypse.
Okay.
Because I am useless otherwise.
That's a good job to have.
If I lose my glasses.
Okay. That's a good job to have.
Yeah. And once I get better at it, I'll start making arrows or bows, you know?
Okay. I think I'd be a car mechanic, if anything.
Understandable.
Or, a junkrat and just hoarding my precious, scrap metal that I'm selling off for whatever.
Yeah. Trading them for bottle caps.
So, I mean, yeah, you gotta have those bottle caps.
You do.
The only sustainable...
If you guys aren't stocking up on that, what are you doing?
Yeah, make sure you guys are drinking a lot of drinks that involve bottle caps.
Yeah, Fallout Cola.
Drink that Nuka-Cola all the way.
I didn't play the Fallout games, I just know...
I played Fallout 3, and Fallout 3 is, like, the worst game. Story-wise, it's, the worst.
See, I get a lot of TikToks about, like, the different vaults and stuff.
Okay.
Because, like, I like the lore in the game, but I don't actually want to play the game.
Yeah.
I just want to know the lore of the game.
Don't give your money to Todd, whatever his name is, that runs Bethesda. There's literally... It's... Fallout 3 is so delusional that, like, there's one vault where they... The only word they say is Gary. And they say it indifferent.
I think I heard about
that. Yeah, you know... I don't understand. I don't get it.
Like, I haven't gotten one in a while, but, like, I got one recently, and it was, like, one that I... It was, like, the one in a million chance, because I thought I was out of that side of TikTok. And it was about, like, the people that had to vote to sacrifice someone to the system or something.
Okay.
And then, like, they did that, and then they had, like, an uprising, because they're like, we hate this, you know, why are we doing this? And there's only, like, 4 people left by this point, you know?
Okay.
And after they were like, we're not doing this anymore, the vault let them out. And they kind of went crazy after that, out of guilt for killing everybody else.
Oh, my God.
Because that's what they had to do the whole time. They had to be like, no, we're not doing that.
Okay, interesting.
I don't remember which vault it is.
They all got random. Like, I don't...
Yeah.
It's just that... it's always that one vault.
Yeah, there's a lot of crazy ones from what I remember from those.
Yeah, all I remember is that Gary one, and that's a surreal experience. It's just, like, hearing 30 people saying Gary, and you're like, what? How? How did you get to that?
Why did you get that?
Yeah, and why Gary?
Why not Larry?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fallout's a surreal game.
Fallout's... It sounds like it.
Play at your own risk. So.
Nuka-Cola. Shout out Nuka-Cola.
Shout out Nuka-Cola.
Anyway, can't count on anyone, but Slack Times is up next.
WVUA-FM, Tuscaloosa.
Hey guys, welcome back to the morning show.
Woo!
Anyway, so we've got a little bit of weather for you guys. Currently, according to the Weather Channel app on my phone, it's currently 64 and cloudy. It was raining when I came in, so there's that.
Is it raining right now?
Not according to the Weather Channel app.
Yes!
Okay. It says that it should... the sun should come out around 12. So there's that.
Okay.
And then it'll be partly cloudy all day, you know?
That's fine.
It'll be a cloudy night tonight until about 7 p.m.
Okay.
For a bit, it should be clear, and then it'll be cloudy again.
Okay.
And then for the next few days, it's going to be cold.
How cold are we talking, though?
The high is 54. The low is 30.
If I wanted this weather, I would have just stayed in New Jersey. Why?
Fun fact about Alabama's weather, it is extremely bipolar.
Oh, I know. My friend a few days ago was like, you're so lucky. It's so warm. I'm like, yeah, it's warm for like 5 days, and the next thing you know, it's 30.
Yeah. No. And it's not going to snow either.
That's the worst part. Like, it'll
be cold, and it'll be humid cold, which is even worse.
Yeah,
and then it's not gonna snow.
That really stinks. Like, if it's cold, I always expect, like, okay, snow's gonna come around the corner or something.
No.
Nope.
I've seen snow maybe 4 times in my entire life.
Really?
Yeah.
Really? Okay.
And, like, every time it snowed, it would be an event.
Okay.
So, like, we would get school out for, like, a few days to a week, no matter how small the snow was.
So lucky.
Not really, because people don't know how to drive in the snow. That's why we would get it out.
Oh, okay.
So, like, the last time it snowed in my house, I was in, like, ninth grade, I want to say.
Okay.
And I live near, like, an intersection. And, like, you would just hear people getting in an accident.
Gosh, you gotta drive slow.
People don't know that. We don't have snow.
Okay, fair enough.
I'm 20 years old, seen snow 4 times my entire life. You think I know how to drive in snow?
Fair, but like, I don't know. I felt like that should be common knowledge. Like, it's like rain, like in the beginning of like a rainstorm where you gotta drive slow, apparently.
Yeah.
Because you gotta wait for the oils on the road to like set in again, something like that.
You just gotta drive slow in rain. Period. Because 34 miles an hour is when you start to hydroplane.
So, yeah.
You gotta be careful. Anyway.
Ew.
But, no, like, it doesn't snow up here. And, like, it wouldn't stick very well either, so you couldn't really have snowball fights or anything.
Okay.
But it would stick in the back of my dad's truck. Nowhere else.
Oh, so you had, like, a mini...
Yeah.
Mini little,
And it would be, like, an inch thick,
okay.
If that.
Okay.
So I would build a mini snowman, and then you'd maybe get, like, 5 snowballs out of it.
Okay.
So I'd take those snowballs, and I would just throw them at my parents or whoever was around.
Okay.
Because I got stuck with some friends for that. Last time it snowed, it was, like, a week off. So I had some friends over just the day before because we knew it was supposed to snow. Did not know
it was going to be
a week.
Okay.
So, they ended up staying the entire week.
Okay.
So, we just started throwing snowballs at each other until we ran out of snow that would stick together.
Okay, interesting. See, you're lucky, because, like, sometimes it would snow, and then we would still have school, and it would be miserable.
Yeah, like, I'd imagine it would be miserable, because it's cold in general, but...
Well, that, and then it's, like, the gamble, like, you know, everybody would be sitting watching the news, seeing, like, oh, the school is getting canceled. Like, oh, is it our school net? No. Since I went to a private school, it was the school's decision.
Yeah.
So it was always, like, we had to see if enough schools were going to get closed that we would get closed.
Yeah.
And most of the time,
sit on those mornings whenever it would be supposed to snow or something, I would sit in front of the TV for as long as I could, waiting to see if my school got canceled.
Okay.
Or I would, or on, like, those really bad weather days, because we don't get snow days often.
Okay.
So I wasn't banking on that.
Mm-hmm.
However, there are days where the weather, at least where I'm from in Alabama, would get so bad that they would have to cancel school because...
Okay.
It's rural Alabama, so, like, a tree could fall and the bus can't run.
Okay.
So they can't have school because the bus can't run. Not fair to the kids on that bus.
Yeah.
So...
Okay.
I would sit in front of the TV during, like, a really bad storm or, like, after a really bad storm in the morning or, like, that night and be like, please, 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 please let a tree fall. You know?
Yeah. Okay.
Not on anybody. I don't want it on anybody. I just want it across the road.
Fair enough.
Bad enough where they can't clear it in time.
Fair enough. I mean, no, I felt that. That's how it was in the winter for us. The thing, though, was that, like, you would get those oddballs. One time it snowed in October, and Halloween had to be canceled for New Jersey.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
That's awful.
I was, like, 8. I remember I was going to dress up as Mario, and my friend was going to dress up as Luigi, and ginormous snowstorm hit, and...
That's so
sad. We had no Halloween that year.
That's so sad.
Yeah. It was like the worst. That was the worst Halloween ever.
Oh my gosh.
So.
No, like it would snow so bad. Or not snow, but like it would rain so bad sometimes, like when they canceled school. But it rained one year while I was supposed to, like the day I was supposed to go on a field trip. I know.
Dang.
I was so upset because it was, like, the first day of, like, a 3-day field trip.
Okay.
Because it was with my theater class, you know. It was, what's it called? It was FazCon.
Okay.
So is the We went to the Georgia one because.
What's that? What's FazCon?
I'm getting there.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Because it was in Columbus, and Columbus is like 10 minutes away from my school.
Because
we're right on the Georgia-Alabama border.
Okay.
So FESCON is the Georgia National Thespian Conference.
Okay, I've heard those words before, but they're not really clicking right now.
Thespian is just a fancy word for theater kid.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm getting all the theater majors just angry right now. They're all screaming in their cars like, no, it's not. It's more than that. It's just a fancy word for theater kid.
Okay.
But, you know, we were supposed to go there, and it was, like, I went there, like, the first, like, my sophomore year, because I couldn't go my freshman year, because my teacher didn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
He only took sophomores and up.
Okay.
So, this was my junior year, so I was really looking forward to it, because I went last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Loved the opening number. It was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
It rained.
Ooh.
And school got canceled.
Ooh.
So we couldn't go to the opening day. Couldn't see the opening number.
Dang.
Couldn't do the opening day festivities. And I was so upset.
No, rightfully so.
Because, like, this was junior year, too. And it happened right before COVID hit because it happens in February.
Mm.
So this was, like, my last chance to get something cool in. Little did I know.
There's something else waiting.
Yeah, and then it just got rained out, and then the second day, it was just cold and rainy, so it wasn't as fun.
That stinks.
I know, and then the third day, I was just tired and over it, because I was cold, wet, and angry at this point.
Yeah.
And then I didn't get it my senior year, because it was all online.
Oh, that stinks.
Yeah, and I wasn't paying $100 to go...
to sit in my room for a Zoom call.
Yeah, for something that I don't... Like, I would have done it if it was in person.
Yeah.
A, I get out of school for 2 days.
Yeah.
Because the third day is a Saturday.
Yeah.
But, like... And B, it's just, like, a lot of fun to be there. Because, you know, you get to go to workshops. You get to go see plays that other schools around Georgia have put on.
Okay.
And it's, like, a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
Like, my favorite workshop to go to was stage fighting.
Okay, what's that?
How to fight on stage where you don't actually hurt anybody.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it was so much fun, but I'm not going to pay $100 to sit on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
And learn how to do that.
You know, you got to have that in-person, like...
Exactly.
That's the importance of it.
Like...
That's the fun of it.
My first year, like, I went to the stage fighting class because I was like, why not, you know?
Yeah.
It sounds cool. And we played a massive game of tag.
Oh.
But if you got tagged, you were out.
Okay.
You had to sit down. So it was like 100 or so kids.
Ooh.
In a big circle in this, I think it was the Springer Opera House.
Okay.
It's one of the oldest places in Columbus it's like one of the oldest theaters in Columbus, Georgia.
Okay.
But like, it was just this big room, there's like 150 kids, give or take, sitting in a massive circle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you got tagged on any side, you were out.
Okay.
So your goal was to tag other people, but also deflect other people's hands so they didn't tag you.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Interesting.
So it was so much fun. And then I missed out on it my junior and senior year.
Boo.
Right?
Boo.
And then I took like an accent class because I was like, why not?
Just speaking at, yeah, okay.
Didn't do too hot in that. Because like, I didn't remember any of it after I left that room. So I can't really do accents. It's fine.
Okay. Gets the best of us.
Yeah, it does. But, you know, rainy days can be the best, or they can be the worst and cancel your favorite part of the year.
Yeah, no. I understand that. I have a love-hate relationship with rain and snow. So.
Yeah, no, I understand. But anyway, on a lighter note, according to the Good News Network, eating cans of pumpkin helped save this lady's dog from terminal cancer. And the dog's in recovery, leaving vets stunned.
The dog ate it?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought she ate it. I'm like, how did that save
correlate,
the dog?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that makes sense. Okay.
Like.
I guess that makes sense.
Yeah.
Cans of pumpkin. They have pumpkins in, like.
So, apparently the dog, it's named Coda. It looks like a Shiba Inu.
Okay.
Was diagnosed with 12 months to live after a mass was found on his intestine in October 2019.
Okay.
The lady was devastated, you know?
As you should.
Yeah. So, he defied the odds, and the lady believes that a key factor was the orange squash he chomped down on daily when he refused all other foods. So he wouldn't eat anything else other than pumpkin.
Interesting.
So.
Pumpkin meat.
Apparently dog foods always made him constipated, and they knew that pumpkin was good for dogs. So they started adding a scoop to his meal 3 times a day. And he gobbled it up, which is rich in vitamin A and C that can help boost the immune system, apparently. And apparently, he got better from it.
I will definitely write that down.
If your dog gets cancer, try pumpkins, I guess.
That's interesting. Pumpkin meat.
And the lady would definitely recommend a pumpkin diet for any dog because it's not only nutritious, but good for digestion.
Okay. Okay.
He was given the all clear a month ago, and he still eats pumpkin 3 times a day.
Nice.
But this dog is so cute. Look at him.
Aww. Yeah. I'm glad that he's... Is it a he or a she?
I think it's a he. His name's Coda.
Well, I'm glad that they are recovering and that they are eating pumpkin.
Yeah.
And they're liking it.
Love the pumpkin dog, Coda.
Pumpkin dog is the best dog.
Hands down.
Hands down. Well,
so we're gonna go ahead and play the next song.
Okay, what's the next one?
Persona.
Ooh, okay.
WVUA FM, Tuscaloosa.